Walt Disney has announced a $1 billion U.S. equity investment in OpenAI, in which the AI company will be allowed to use images of Walt Disney characters on its Sora 2 video generation platform. At the same time, Disney has sent a cease and desist letter to Google claiming copyright infringement on a massive scale on the Gemini AI platform. The MIT Technology Review reports on a conversation between tech journalists on the evolution of AI over the next 5 years. The expectation of an industrial revolution-sized change in the next 5 years is rejected since, even if technology changes are coming fast, humans need far longer time to accept and to adjust to technologies. The AI bubble will burst soon, which will lead to a spike in AI operating costs. This could lead to a world of AI haves and AI have-nots who will work with an internet full of AI slop. OpenAI seems too big to fail due to a chain of interdependencies within Silicon Valley. On society issues, research in Nature reports that, in recent elections, an AI chatbot can be more effective at shifting voter intentions than political advertisements. The results contradict a long-standing belief in political science that partisan voters do not listen to facts and figures that contradict their beliefs. The danger is that the facts presented by the chatbots may be inaccurate or intentionally misleading. Meanwhile, in the U.S., a telecom company has trained an AI model on 7 years of phone and video calls, text messages, and emails made by inmates of federal prisons in Texas. The company claims the AI model improves detection of crimes, but advocacy groups are claiming violation of prisoner rights. On the regulatory front, the EU has launched an investigation into Google over its use of AI overviews, which publishes content from websites without the explicit consent of website's owners, or without any compensation for the websites. Meta is also the subject of a probe over its use of AI in the WhatsApp messaging platform. The Italian Antitrust Commission argued that Meta's move to integrate AI may limit production, market access, or technical developments in the AI chatbot services market. LinkedIn and TikTok are being investigated by the Irish Media Commission over the use of deceptive interface designs that make it difficult for users to report illegal content, thereby violating a provision in the recent Digital Services Act. Meanwhile, the EU has introduced a whistleblower tool related to the AI Act, and has introduced some legal simplifications in the context of its Digital Omnibus initiative. The Digital Omnibus is an initiative to come up with a digital rulebook that simplifies and makes coherent a range of digital legislation enacted over recent years, including the Digital Services Act, GDPR, and the AI Act. According to a Limitless podcast interview with Google's VP for Search, Google's strategy for AI is driven by a belief that deep personalization is the key to AI success. Google has been integrating Gemini into workspace apps like Gmail, Calendar, and Drive. Google's primary advantage over other AI tech companies is its access to training data. Finally, the U.S. Department of Commerce has approved the export of high-grade NVIDIA H200 chips to China. The effect of the sales for NVIDIA remains to be seen, as China has banned its home companies from buying NVIDIA chips, leaving the market to the Chinese companies Alibaba and Huawei.